This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a special report on the upcoming International Film Festival of India, a celebration of cinema and young talent. International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is all set to begin from the 20th of November in Goa. This will be the 55th edition of India's biggest annual film festival, which will go on till the 28th of this month. Storytellers and cinema enthusiasts from across the globe are going to participate in it. The curtain raiser press conference of IFFI 2024 was held yesterday in New Delhi. Let's listen to this report filed by our correspondent Anupam Mishra.
Australia is the country of focus this year with a dedicated package of Australian films. The festival will open with Asia premiere of Michael Gracey's Betterman, an Australian film that offers a captivating glimpse into the life of iconic British pop star Robbie Williams. The Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award this year will be presented to celebrated Australian director Philip Noyce. The 9-day-long festival is all set to start with a vibrant lineup and diverse programming, promising an unforgettable celebration of global cinema. The theme of this year focuses on young filmmakers recognizing their potential in shaping the future of creativity. This year's IFFI has received over 1,600 submissions from 101 countries, which is a testament to the festival's growing international standing. IFFI 2024 will present over 180 international films from 81 countries, including 15 world premieres, 3 international premieres, 40 Asian premieres, and 106 Indian premieres. As these are a selection of celebrated titles and award-winning films from the global circuit, this year's festival is set to leave a lasting impact on the audience. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that there has been immense response from filmmakers and audience for IFFI.
Our festival is one of the largest festivals in the international level. You see that more than 2,000 international films are entered here. So that is the response we are getting from the international audience and international delegates. Now we are seeing how the Indian cinemas are playing a huge responsibility and huge role, and they are playing in our economic activities also. So the industry is now owning the festival.
Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, said IFFI 2024 is a celebration of global cinema with a focus on emerging talent, accessibility and cultural heritage.
This year's theme we have chosen, considering that we have the demographic dividend and we have the very young content watching group in our country, and that's why they're calling it, this festival being called as the sub themes as Future is Now. And friends, it's in this direction that we have a lot of events. The creative minds of tomorrow has been scaled up, and this time it's going to have 100 budding filmmakers showcasing their skills.
Festival director of IFFI and eminent filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor said IFFI honors and nurtures the timeless art form of storytelling, which is the heart of cinematic experience.
When I was first asked, it took me 1 second to say yes. क्या होता है? हाँ बोल देते हो आप उसके बाद तो क्यों हाँ बोली? Then you start thinking, and I've said thinking, how can I not support the Indian film industry, the Indian film festival? How can I not support anything to do with Indian film? Because I am, because Indian film is, because I have, my whole career depends on that. But it's our audiences. When the audiences applaud, we are. If the audiences don't applaud, we don't exist. The first thing that came to me is that we have to celebrate. We are, our audiences are. They took anything from us.
A new award of Best Debut Indian Director has been instituted to recognize the young filmmaking talent across the country. 12 international and 3 Indian films have been shortlisted to compete for the coveted Best Film Award, which has Golden Peacock and cash prize of 40 lakh rupees. The Indian Panorama section will showcase 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films representing India's rich cultural and linguistic diversity. The opening feature film in the segment is Swatantra Veer Savarkar, directed by Randeep Hooda, and the opening non-feature film is Ghar Jaisa Kuch in Ladakhi. Anupam Mishra for Akashvani News, Delhi.
IFFI is one of the world's 14 biggest and most prestigious international competition feature film festivals. Goa is ready to host the event. We have a report filed by our Goa correspondent Tushar Jadhav regarding the preparations.
Like every year since 2004, this year also the Goa is immersed in the celebration of the 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India. IFFI is organized by the National Film Development Corporation, Ministry of Information Broadcasting and Entertainment Society of Goa. It is organized in the collaboration with the state government of Goa. IFFI provides an opportunity for the filmmakers and all the stakeholders to showcase their talents and reach the new audiences. The state government of Goa has been playing pivotal role in the successful conduct of every IFFI since 2004. Physical infrastructure and security to all participants is provided by the Goa government. This year, Goa is fully prepared for the 55th edition.
We have invited film critic and film historian Murtaza Ali Khan in our studio to discuss about the upcoming film festival. Let's join in to listen what he has to say to our correspondent Aditya Shukla.
A very warm welcome in our studio.
Thank you for having me.
So, IFFI is one of the most successful film event across the globe today. As less than a week is left for the event now, what is the level of your excitement?
See, IFFI for me is like a carnival of epic proportions. You know, it's really a place where everything comes together for a cinema enthusiast because one gets to meet one's favorite filmmakers, one's favorite stars, one gets to watch one's favorite films. There are amazing masterclasses in conversations. So it's really, you know, in essence, a cinema carnival par excellence. And with each year, you know, I've seen IFFI grow and take newer leaps. And this year, it's really bigger than ever. The leaps that we are taking this year, I think, are going to take us, you know, to unattainable heights, which hitherto were unimaginable, but now it's been made possible thanks to, you know, the greater democratic push that we have seen with the greater involvement of the film industry. Earlier, previously, say a decade back when IFFI used to happen, we used to see a greater involvement of bureaucracy and politicians, but now it's all industry driven. And a lot of credit goes to, you know, PM Shri Narendra Modi ji, because he was always very, very keen on making things democratic in the Goa Film Festival space. And that has happened thanks to, you know, the great involvement of everybody. And now with the induction of NFDC, earlier it used to be a festival which used to be done by the Directorate of Film Festival, but now NFDC has taken over, and NFDC has really made really groundbreaking efforts to make sure that the industry takes over the game and control. And we have seen that with the appointment of a legendary filmmaker like Shekhar Kapoor as the festival director, and with somebody like a Shekhar Kapoor, you know, at the helm, I think we have really opened up newer avenues for what IFFI promises to be and what IFFI has now become, which is really one of the greatest film extravaganzas in the world.
In fact, IFFI is getting bigger and bigger by each year. So if you talk about the global participation and film screenings, then around 1700 submissions from over 100 countries IFFI has got for this year. Also, 180 plus international films will be screened. I mean, 100 countries or over half of the globe is going to participate in the event. Isn't it such a huge number? And also, will it add to the diversity in the content that IFFI will bring to us in the upcoming event?
See, the numbers are absolutely staggering, but at the same time, look at the scrutiny that's in place, you know, because we had 1700 films, and from 1700, if you are reducing it to 100, so you can very well imagine the kind of quality that's in place. So in terms of both quantity and in terms of quality, you know, IFFI is really unparalleled.
As you already mentioned that the theme of this year is young filmmakers, the future is now. So my question is, how do you see this landscape of young filmmakers in our country? If you can quote some of the recent films that have been produced by young directors.
You know, I'm so excited about Swatantra V. Savarkar. You know, Randeep Hooda is an exciting young talent, and we have seen him as an actor, but now we are seeing him as a director.
Yes.
And we have seen with Kantara Rishabh Shetty, you know, such a young and dynamic actor, and he's also donning. And in the past, we have seen Madhavan, you know, donning the director's head with Rocketman. So I think we are in really safe hands, and right now with this new theme, a lot of young people will get the encouragement, because you have to understand that you need to encourage youngsters. And how can you encourage them? By giving them the platform. This time around, the Best Director Award is going to ensure that some of the youngest brilliant minds in India will get the opportunity to showcase their talent and at the same time inspire thousands of other young talents. And in the creative young minds also, you will see a lot of new young filmmakers coming to the front. So this is what I think it takes to inspire the youth. Because IFFI is not just a place wherein you come and watch films. It's a place where you nurture talent. It's a place where you inspire youngsters. It's a place you bring people this amazing mix of movies, culture, cinema, master classes, exchange of views.
How popular are Indian films in Australia? Why I'm asking this question? Because Australia is the country of focus for IFFI 2024. Your comment on it, and how will the event facilitate collaborations between Indian and Australian filmmakers?
See, we always talk about the American diaspora, we always talk about the European diaspora, but in the recent years I've seen the Indian diaspora in Australia is really doing some amazing work in pushing and bringing new ideas in the Australian content scene. And we have had examples like Anupam Sharma, who made a very exciting documentary in the recent times, and he's also the director of Un-Indian, which is a film starring Tanishta Chatterjee and Brett Lee. That was a film which really, you know, made the big diaspora push, and now it's becoming more and more regular. And in terms of Indian actors participating in Australian films, that is something that has always been exciting, and now we are also seeing, you know, Australian diaspora becoming more pertinent in the entire cultural dialogue, in the entire cultural discourse. And this year, Australia being the country of focus, I really expect a very strong delegation of film professionals coming from Australia, and they will definitely be involved in masterclasses. In fact, Philip Noyes, the legendary Australian filmmaker, is also going to be awarded with the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award, and he has made some amazing films over the years, such as Salt, Patriot Games, and he has worked with some of the biggest names in the industry like Angelina Jolie. And so him coming to India, receiving the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award, is big. Because last year I was there at the red carpet when the great Michael Douglas was there to receive the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award. And this year we have Philip Noyes. So we couldn't have asked for, you know, a better winner, whether it's last year or this year. And every year we have seen IFFI bring the best of world cinema to the shores of Goa. And somebody who's a film enthusiast, they are able to see it firsthand, what it's like to be a renowned filmmaker of international acclaim coming to India. And also, you know, you are able to ask your questions, you are able to interact with them.
Exactly.
So it's like bringing the world closer to you, right to your doorstep.
Who are the big names who are participating in the upcoming event?
See, one of the most exciting thing that I would like to highlight here is that this year we have four amazing centenary celebrations. It's of Raj Kapoor, it's of Muhammad Rafi, it's of Tapan Simha, and it's of Aknini Subbarao ji. And you know, these are all, you know, legends of cinema.
Exactly.
And so you will get to watch some of their greatest films. In case of Raj Kapoor, you will get to see Awara. In case of Muhammad Rafi, you will see Hum Dono. So I think, and Harmonium, Tapan Sinha's, you know, one of my favorite films of Tapan Sinha sahab. So that is of course gonna be great. At the same time, Ashutosh Gowarikar is actually heading the international competition jury. So somebody like an Ashutosh Gowarikar is really, you know, we all know he's a filmmaker of international repute. His film has been nominated for Oscars also. You know, we all know Lagaan had that amazing run.
Yes.
And it really, you know, brought Indian cinema to the global scene in a big way. So in that way, we'll have, of course, you know, Philip Noyes will be there, you know, to receive his Lifetime Achievement Award. And at the same time, we'll have, you know, some of the biggest names from India coming there. The opening ceremony is always, you know, star-studded. So you can expect, you know, all the A-listers to be there for the opening ceremony. And you can expect, you know, a lot of big names to be there at the closing ceremony also. And then we'll have some amazing masterclasses, some of the biggest technicians in India, globally, some of the biggest filmmakers, artists will be there interacting with, you know, film enthusiasts and having this amazing in conversation sessions at Kala Academy and at other places.
Not everyone would be able to go to Goa to watch this event. Is there any website or the portal where one can watch it live, all the events?
See, the opening ceremony, you can always watch it on the ministry channels, YouTube channels, PIB channels. You will get to watch regularly press conferences. You will always get to see all the latest updates
happening on the website or the official website of IFFI.
Yeah. And also on the social media handles of IFFI.
Exactly.
PIB, IFFI, Ministry of INB. These are the places you should watch out for. And
also AIR News Alerts, which is our official X handle.
I think that is where we are also going to bring to you the best and the latest from the Goa Film Festival, red carpets and all the amazing premieres.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Mr. Murtaza, for coming to Akashvani Studios. Thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.
You were listening to a special report on the upcoming International Film Festival of India, a celebration of cinema and young talent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.